This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I really want to know. Actually, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Of course, it's a rocky, rocky day. Some of the things that are going on. FBI Director Comey is apparently being grilled or has been grilled. That's sort of the big story right now that's happening, I guess. And then also President Trump confirms he'll pick Barr to return as Attorney General. Five things to know about Bush era lawyer William Barr. William Barr. There you go. He could pick William Barr, who has already led the Justice Department, to be his next Attorney General. Attorney William Barr could lead the Department of Justice again as President Trump said he will nominate him as his next Attorney General. Barr, 68, served as Attorney General under the late President George H.W. Bush in the early 1990s. A Republican, he is currently a lawyer with Kirkland & Ellis in Washington, D.C. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned from the post earlier this year, and Matthew Whitaker was named as acting attorney general. From this time at the CIA, from his time at the CIA, to what he said about the Russian investigation, read on for five things. What is this? From his time at the CIA to what he's in the Russia investigation, read on for five things to know about the attorney. I don't want to do that. Come on, give me the story. It says, Barr has already held the position of attorney general, serving under the late President George H.W. Bush from 91 to 93. Before that, he also served as deputy attorney general and assistant attorney general, overseeing the Office of Legal Counsel. At the Justice Department, Barr's work ranged from combating violent crime to investigating the Pan Am 103 bombing. He also coordinated counterterror activities during the Gulf War and apprehended or spearheaded the response to the SNL crisis, according to his biography. Prior to joining the Justice Department, Barr worked for the White House domestic policy staff for a year under President Ronald Reagan. In 2017, in an interview with the Washington Post, Barr had a critique for Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is spearheading the Russia investigation. In my view, prosecutors who make political contributions are identifying fairly strongly with the political party. I would have liked to see him move more balanced, have been more balanced on the group, Barr said. Trump heavily derided Mueller's team earlier this year for being compromised of many registered Democrats and Democratic donors. Barr has also said he was understandable. It was understandable why Trump fired former director James Comey and insisted his removal was simply has no relevance to the integrity of the Russian investigation as it moves ahead. He opposed Roe v. Wade during the Senate confirmation hearings when he was first appointed Attorney General. Barr said he did not agree with the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision and viewed abortion as an issue best left to the states, the Los Angeles Times reported at the time. He said he did not think the right to privacy extends to abortion. His answer reportedly surprised then-Senator Joe Biden, who said Barr should be complimented for his candid answer, even though the eventual U.S. vice president did not agree. So that's it. I mean, that's a Bush-era appointment by President Trump. And I know what's going to happen. People are going to say, more swamp for the swamp? You know, is he part of the swamp? You know, I don't know. Only time will tell. But I don't know if this is a time to back down. Also, the other part of it, which is kind of interesting, what the president is going to do, he's going to, says here that Heather Nauer will follow Nikki Haley in the United Nations. And they're saying already that Nauer, with very little experience in the position in foreign policy. Let's hear what Newt Gingrich says about this. I think he's got some things to say. I think if we get past all this stuff, here we go.
Sir, it's great to have you back today.
I'm doing great.
We brought you in to talk about the headlines of the day. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's talk about the latest headlines from the last 30 minutes. Bill Barr, do you know him? Do you like the pick? Heather Nauert at the UN,
do you like that pick? Well, let me say, first of all, I worked with Bill Barr back in the first Bush administration and before that, and I've watched him ever since. He has great integrity. He is very smart. I think that he will be confirmed readily by the Senate, and he brings a level of stability and knowledge to the Justice Department that I think will be very powerful. I thought it was a great pick by the president. And it's interesting to me, in the middle of all this talk about Mueller and all this noise, here you have the president making a great pick for attorney general and a very solid pick for the UN. Heather Nauert has worked very closely with Secretary Pompeo. She's been in the room for two solid years. And while Tillerson didn't have her in his inner circle, she was nonetheless in the State Department, working issues, working with the president and his team. I think there's a real sense that she can communicate effectively. And remember, a major part of the United Nations ambassador's job is public diplomacy. Look at the great job Nikki Haley did. And I think that Heather Nauert is a very good choice in the same tradition.
Obviously, William Barr, Bill Barr, is a person you know, as you said, Speaker, would face some tough questioning in the confirmation process over how he would handle the ongoing Mueller investigation. Knowing him and his work, how do you think he will handle that questioning process?
Look, he's going to be very professional. He's going to be very, very well prepared. He will have thought all of this through, and he will, frankly, know far more than most of the senators who are questioning him. I think he's going to take a very solid position. He will be responsible. He's not going, you know, he's not there to either be the president's defender or the president's attacker. He's there to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. He understands this thoroughly. And I think particularly in light of the deep sentiment everybody felt towards President George H.W. Bush, having his attorney general willing to come back and serve the country gives Bill Barr, I think, a powerful emotional ability to reach out to the senators in both parties and say, look, I'm going to do a job for America. I'm a patriot. I'm here because it matters. And you can count on my professionalism. And that's, frankly, all we should ask of an attorney general.
Well, Republicans have the votes in the Senate, as you well know, and I would expect them to both to go through unless there's a big hiccup there. Now, there's a lot more to get to. You've got the Mueller matter. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think Bill Barr will get a great and substantial number of Democratic votes because of his integrity, because he's worked with so many of them over the years, and they know him, and they know that he's somebody who's going to serve the country.
Okay. On the Mueller matter, will Manafort be referred for a new trial? We're waiting to hear that today. On the Cohen matter, deadline day for sentencing guidelines. We'll see what happens no later than 5 o'clock.
Okay, that's enough of that. So there you have it, at least from Newt Gingrich, if he's to be to believe, right? It's a suspicious day. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Trying to get some new information about James Comey apparently testifying for a while. Find out what's really going on here. No news on that yet. That's kind of weird. He's supposed to be testifying, or had testified, about what was going on. Let's see if we've got some sort of thing going on here. We're going to go to show clips, see what they have to say. We're not going to go to that either. It's kind of interesting when they don't even give you the... There's got to be another news source here. That's my point. Because we want to find out about Comey and go to other places to find that out. I'm not too anxious to find out about Comey. Are you really? I mean, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. I'm going to break out the popcorn and soda pop. I'm telling you that. Laid off GM workers' message for Trump. Please start holding these companies accountable. They're laying off thousands of GM workers. Now, remember, I want to go back to when Barack Obama became president, and he bailed out GM, right? In 2009, 2010. What's up with that? What in the world is up with that? I think that if you take a look at what's going on with GM right now, they're kind of in trouble. They went to the Chevy Volt. That's been part of the problem for these folks. Here we go. Job cuts.
CEO Mary Barra on Capitol Hill. Thousands of Americans will be laid off and five plants will be shut down in 2019. Joining me to discuss the company's latest blow right before the holidays is a 9-year GM employee fighting for his job, Tommy Willico. Thank you very much for joining us, Tommy. We really appreciate it this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, first of all, tell us about, you know, how are you and your coworkers doing right now? How did you get the news initially?
So I actually had a buddy of mine call me up, and you know, he was in the meeting, and he told me, you know, what was said in the meeting. But I kind of like, you know, I feel like I've seen this coming because, you know, it started off with the third shift, you know, on the same day President Trump was inaugurated. That's when I lost my job. And then the second shift was laid off the same day they said that the Blazer that we were hoping we were going to get, the Chevy Blazer, was going to be built in Mexico and we weren't going to get it. And then, you know, with this last devastating news, you know, General Motors basically unallocated or closing its doors, you know, March 1st. That was just like, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back.
And, you know, you don't just take this personally. You're a dad of three. This is something that's run in your family. Your dad also was an auto worker.
So let me get it straight. The layoffs started to roll through here before Trump was even president. And the first layoffs started when Trump was inaugurated. So what kind of signal is that, right? So it's now you know, taken 3 years or 2 years, two and a half, moving on to 3 years in January, into the third year. So this has been a rolling process that was coming during the Obama era. I mean, this is really a holdover for Obama is what was going on.
Yes, he was. Yeah, my father, he retired out there with 42.7 years of service. I kind of was taking over the family legacy. I was out there 9 years before I got laid off. And I thought I was going to be able to have the chance to retire just like my father did.
Yeah. What about the community? How is this impacting the entire community, even those that don't work specifically at the plant impacted?
People in our area, I mean, they know that General Motors is like the heart of our community. And, you know, if you take the heart away from the body falls. And we're really afraid that, you know, the community is just not going to be able to bounce back after this. And, man. You know.
Listen, this is what Barra had to say. This is what she said with a meeting with lawmakers. Listen.
I feel like we had a very productive meeting. It was good for me to be able to go through everything that is going on. We have several new products launching right now and upcoming, so we have made tremendous investment. And the thing that I best need to do to make sure I'm living up to that is to make sure General Motors is strong going forward.
Okay, she wants to make General Motors strong moving forward, but not in any of these areas. She's talking about new jobs overseas, investments overseas. What about hardworking Americans like you and your family and all those there in your community? Does that make you angry when you hear her say things like that?
Yeah, it definitely does, because, you know, me and my union brothers and sisters, we proved time after time that we could build the quality that they asked for. You know, we could build the quantity that they asked for, and we're willing to work with them. You know, we understand that it's a business at the end of the day. And, you know, our shop, you know, our shop chairman and, you know, our president, they're willing to work with General Motors and do whatever we, you know, we can to be able to just be able to, you know, build that quality car. And mm-hmm. we feel that we deserve it. We feel that we deserve to get another vehicle in General Motors because all the hard work we've done for over 50 years. You know?
We're out of time, but do you have a message for President Trump?
President Trump, you know, our area definitely needs help. You know, you're the president of the United States. You're the CEO. Please start holding these companies like General Motors and, you know, Harley Davidson accountable for their actions. You know, I feel like a lot of corporate greed is going on, and we know you have the power to help us.
All right. He is trying to do that. Tommy, thank you so much. I love what you said about taking the heart out of the body.
Yeah, they're Childers this morning, apparently. So there, you know, this is something, I don't know what the mix is because I really haven't looked into it entirely, but something smells foul here. And one of the choices I've been hearing about is that their product line ever since, during the Obama era was the Chevy Volt, which hasn't been doing what they thought it was going to be. People are buying trucks. That's really what it comes down to. People are buying trucks. And these trucks are a problem because they're good. And that's what they want. And you heard this guy talk about the Chevy Blazer. They didn't get that contract. It went to Mexico. So the question is, apparently, GM has not gotten the memo about jobs going overseas, jobs going to foreign countries. The president doesn't want that. He wants the jobs to stay here. So what... Obviously, beholding to Obama, GM, who Obama bolstered their pension funds, remember that? And supported them that way. GM's beholding to the globalist, in my opinion. Maybe there needs to be a change at GM. Hopefully, the workers will find some way to bring about and keep their maintain their jobs there, but doesn't look too good when the corporate structure, the corporate elite, have determined their jobs not to be of importance. Lower wages in Mexico, anyone? Interesting, huh? Interesting how this is all playing out. The deep state operation. Everything's deep state. Everything is deep state when it comes to what's going on with the president, what's going on with these kind of operations. Laid off GM worker shares message with Trump. Please start holding these companies accountable. And therein lies the issue. He's got a lot of companies that are bringing jobs back. But why is GM leaving? Is it their own corporate mismanagement with the Volt and other things? They have to save some sort of face? And we're causing Americans to lose their jobs? I don't know. I think it's a lot of the above. Remember, Obama decisions in 2010 to 18 era, 16 era. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Our top story this hour, the rampant protests in France. It's been a wild past couple of days in the French capital as the yellow vest protests were reported on recently have now turned violent. Multiple people, from civilians to journalists, have been injured in the chaos. in Paris on the ground with the latest is RT reporter Charlotte Dubin.
As you can see, they're sounding their sirens here just on the Place de la Concorde as you go towards the National Assembly. The thing that they're unhappy about is a change here in France that was implemented 2 months ago, whereby hospitals now decide which ambulance service in France will collect patients, and the drivers are concerned that that could threaten their jobs in the future. Now, this is just the latest in a stream of protests that we've been seeing here in France, particularly over the last few weeks, with the very visible movement of the Gilets Jaunes. They've been out for 3 weekends on the trot now, with protests descending into chaos here in Paris, and it looks like those protests are set to continue. Some have described the violence in Paris on Saturday, the burnt buildings, burnt cars, graffiti and smashed shops and looting as some of the worst violence that France has seen since 1968.
They're showing a bunch of scenes of the battling going on. These are real riot things, man. This is just 2 days ago. You know, as news travels here from Europe, they're showing 133 people injured as of 2 days ago. Hundreds of medics joined protests. This is what those sirens are all about. All these. Here we go.
G20 summit in Argentina on Sunday morning, and he went to assess some of the damage, and he wasn't given a warm welcome. President Macron also held an emergency meeting on Sunday with members of the cabinet.
This is just terrible, this whole scene here. They've got along the Champs-Élysées of Paris, this reporter, to the back of her is all these ambulances, and they're all honking their horns and lights going off because the drivers are worried that the government is going to ace them out of their jobs, basically. Part of, I guess, a downsizing from Macron, but they're all taking it out of Macron now. So when he's becoming the object, he is becoming the object of the hysterics, if you will. So it's interesting what's happening. It's very, very interesting what's happening here. I mean, revolt. I mean, I can remember back in 1968, these riots that were going on. Kind of got all kinds of name calling. Let's see. Yeah, it's just getting nasty. It's getting way nasty. And every one of these, I mean, I got a dozen, couple of reports we could start chiming into here. Let's see what this guy has to say.
Former UK Member of Parliament, George Galloway, and political commentator Steve Malzberg. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, I want to talk about what some of the residents in France are actually protesting. George, we understand the basis of these protests are because of the high fuel prices, but what are the specifics, actually? I mean, how much have they gone up? And is this because President Macron is hoping to discourage people from using diesel as a result of environmental?
See, we're going to get to
well,
this.
Well, as one British Prime
business.
Minister, Harold Macmillan, once put it, it's not just one damn thing. It's one damn thing after another. It started, its proximate cause was the cost of fuel, but it has rapidly snowballed into a protest about everything, the state of everything, the way in which the austerity neoliberal economics has forced to pay for the excesses, even crimes of the richest and most powerful people in France. In that sense, it comes out of the same milieu as Donald Trump came out of, as Brexit came out of. A sense amongst the public that things are not right and the people who made them wrong are not the people who are being asked to pay the price. This is not a cheese-eating surrender monkeys, as they were once described. The French are a revolutionary people, and as you can see there, they take to the streets with a gusto that leaves everyone else open-mouthed. Although I may make the point that when this happened in the Ukraine, the Western governments rushed in with money, diplomatic and media support for it. Lawlessness is good for the Ukraine. It's not good for France.
Well, Steve, many protesters say that it's leaving those living in the rural and semi-rural areas bearing the brunt of these protests. I mean, they're saying that they don't have any access to things like a metro or even an Uber as others do in big cities. So where does the French government sit in all this?
Note the rural versus urban issue here. People in the rural areas of France don't have access to the same things that you would have access to in the urban areas. And as a result, they're being punished because they pay higher fees in what? In fuel. It's disproportionate. Get it? Boy, does that sound familiar, like what's happening in California, what's happening in the rest of the nation? Because it is. It's the same thing. This is what happens in socialist countries. I mean, you can go back to Russia. The kulaks. Remember that? The rural areas of Russia, Soviet Union, Ukraine. All these farmers basically were rounded up and killed. Millions of them. Was it 1928 to 1932 or something like that? All for their what? For their property. All for their everything that they could, everything. And those were the urban people who took it away from them. That's fundamental. And what are they doing right now in California? It's a rewild, actually, the nation. But in California, you're seeing it play out with the fires. People being displaced, pushed off their properties in so many different ways. And the tentacles of that aren't just the fire. It's the insurance. What happens if you want to come back and build? Are they going to let you build on a heap of polluted soil? Toxic substances, is that going to be their excuse? Oh, you can't build there. There's too many toxins. Is that going to be the, and we're hearing that right now from all the people up there in Paradise. They're not going to be insured. They don't want to be insured. I mean, well, the insurance companies are canceling. We have one insurance company that went bankrupt already, leaving many, many, many property owners up there not worth a dime. They have no way to rebuild because the insurance company has gone BK. They're done. That's not a good deal now, is it? No, it is not. Anyway, just my play on a few things. Just a few things. But you see, it's happening around the world. Because this is not just in California. It is not just in America. It's in Europe as well. And the French people are not going to take it anymore. The question is, when are we going to rise up against it here? I think we're starting to see it in California. I think this last election is a very good indicator of that. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired and being run over. And, you know, we Californians can only take so much. The battle is on. It really, really, truly is. The battle is on. All this is a battle. And who's going to prevail? We're going to prevail. We know that. We are going to prevail. But the problem is, what is going on in the meantime? Where are we going to get all the support that we need? Where are we going to get the financial ability to carry out our messaging and stuff like that? Is that going to be held up by the corporations? Or by the NGOs, nonprofit organizations, all that stuff? Big questions asked. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. New California is the answer, guys. And new Nevada and new Illinois. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back.
Lots of rock and roll, lots of rock and roll, and lots of rock and roll.
We're back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. Judge Napolitano and Hannity. America ought to be outraged at Mueller-Hannity blast report on General Michael Flynn. This is interesting. Sean Hannity on Michael Flynn.
The yellow vests that Jimmy and others are wearing have become a symbol. A law requires drivers to carry them, so they're easier to spot. Now, it's making their movements harder to ignore.
If you believe in this constitutional republic, equal justice under the law, application of our laws, you ought to be very concerned tonight and outraged. General Flynn's entire life has been put in limbo for an entire year for this. I've read the entire report. They even used the Logan Act, and it actually rarely ever used or invoked. But Hillary and the Espionage Act, he's lost his house because he couldn't afford the attorneys. He had to sell his house. His life's work, 33 years of serving his country, washed down the drain for this. Reputation destroyed for this. Nobody in the FBI thought this man lied. Comey didn't think so. McCabe didn't think so. Strzok, of all people, he didn't think so. And he interviewed Lieutenant General Flynn. 33 years of service, 5 years in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this is the treatment. This is the thanks this country gives him. This is how we treat people. What kind of justice system is this? His house nearly faced bankruptcy. literally, and his world crashes before him and his entire family. And I would bet any amount of money that the only reason he signed this deal was, well, it's the same old system. Well, we might have to go after your son, worked with you, and, you know, then we're going to invoke the Logan Act, which nobody invokes, to go after him. So he could have made, instead of serving his country in the private sector, a lot more money. But now he has to sell his house, literally fall on the sword for his family. And don't forget, we know that they got through what a lot of this information through what? We knew he was a victim of illegal surveillance, illegal unmasking, illegal leaking of raw intelligence. What about the people involved in those crimes? His rights were violated at every level. Now, this is a disgrace, and this is what we've been telling you. It's a glaring example of a two-tier justice system in America. In Mueller's sentencing memo, it says, quote, senior government leaders should be held to the highest standards. Can we start with Hillary Clinton and James Comey? Because we have a long list of Democrats and Trump haters who have lied under oath before Congress and have faced no consequences. For example, longtime Clinton aide Cheryl Mills, Uma Abedin, lied when they told the FBI investigators they had no knowledge of Hillary's private email, except they used it. Either DOJ official Bruce Orr, Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson. They, of course, one of them was lying due to their contradictory testimony. Nobody was held hostage like this for a year. Dirty dossier author Christopher Steele, his entire dossier has been debunked. He lied to the FBI, was fired for lying to the FBI, but he was still working with the Justice Department and Bruce Orr to get to Special Counsel Mueller. James Clapper lied under oath about the National Surveillance Program. So too did John Brennan. Also likely lying under oath about leaking. And don't forget, James Comey himself lied under oath when he said the report about the Clinton investigation had not been written before she was interviewed. Lie. That was being written in May of 2016. They interviewed her in July of 2016. Comey's second in command at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, fired because of his pathetic pattern of lying. Is he going to end up with something like this in his life? Where are the federal cases against any of these people? And that's the short list. A charge is going to be brought to all of those people. When are the screws going to be turned so they sing or compose? Don't hold your breath. And according to Michael Goodwin, President Trump, he is now preparing, and he should be preparing, for an all-out political war for good reason.
All-out political war. That's what's going to happen. I can see the gears coming up on this one. There's going to be some big changes over at Justice Department. You're going to have the House in Democratic control, but you will have the Senate in Republican control, and big control, by the way. So that's going to be part of it. But the deep state operators are still out there. The deep state operators will continue to create mischief. But I do want to tell you that one of the things, there's a huge vulnerability, and I started it off this way at the beginning of the show, is that you have a complete changeover, a complete flipping of the script, if you will, in the FBI and the Department of Justice. For the last 2 years, we've had to endure these clowns and how they've been trying to take down the president, which is not going to happen. There's no there there. There's never been a there there. But they've got a lot of collateral damage because of the outlying political concerns. They got a lot of those going on. And those outlying political concerns are pretty big. And those are the ones that we're all going to have to face down. It's going to be a gut-wrenching year ahead. There's no question about it. I think it's going to be the third year of a Trump winning combination, though. Us included. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, another one bites the dust. Man, where does the time go? Okay, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And also, if you could go to newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with New California. We're getting a lot of names, a lot of people gathering up. And it's going to start quickening. It's going to be coming a big, big, major storm in the days ahead, of course. John Kelly, it looks like he's going to definitely be out, which is probably a shock to some people, I know. Not necessarily as big a shock as some people might think. But
the president, by imposing a routine in the otherwise inexperienced White House.
Kelly's the headline that we're seeing now is Kelly's exhausted and he is going to leave. But and today they're supposed to announce. We thought they would have the announcement right now, but of course they haven't done that. So anyway, that's what we'll be watching for that one. We're going to be watching. Also, we're going to be visiting up to Paradise this weekend and making a trip up there. And also the big stroll going on, in Yuba City, California. We'll be there in force with New California. and all the things you need to know about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com and newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.